Yeah, we'll just maybe be starting just a minute or two early if you've showed up early. Just kind of feel, just begin to ground into the body. And I'll invite us to kind of shift from side to side. Like, let's go forward and then shifting to the plant side and back toward our heel and then over toward the scarf. And just very gently feeling into the feet, especially bringing the attention into the experience of the feet as we're rotating. Relaxing the shoulders, the elbows, and let's go the opposite direction, rotating around. Just feeling into the body just as it is. And we'll start just in another, just a few more moments, we'll begin. I just want to make sure everyone can hear me. Can you hear me? Can you put your just, yes, you can hear? Okay. I can't quite tell, but I'm just going to assume that you can hear.
You sound good, Ellen.
Oh, good. Thanks, Tim. Thank you. So I'll just, I have a little stool over here. I'm gonna bring it over. Those who've done Qigong with me know that I often do this. I'd like us to either sit or find a comfortable way to lean on a wall or something. And we're just going to begin by putting our thumb to the palm of our hand into the palm of our hand and just feeling into the hand gently. With the thumb, just rubbing there ever so gently, kind of the well of our hand, the inner hand. And here again, I'm doing it on the other side. Gently, just feeling into making that connection of thumb and into the palm of the hand. Release that. If you're able, some of us may not be able, but if you can come to your foot, just feeling into the foot well or palm of the foot, just rubbing into. So as we go into doing the movements in the Qigong sequence that we'll explore today, becoming sensitive to our feet and our hands. Yeah, lovely. Releasing that. Come back to standing. And so sometimes in the winter, it's good to have socks on, but I have like some, what are they, Birkenstocks. They give me a little stability, but I'll make sure either taking your socks off and having bare feet or suits or, shoes or something that give you stability. So as we move into the sequence, we'll do a little bit of warm up first, but I'll talk about a few things that help us as we move into the movement. Some of you may, I'm sure, know this, but for those who haven't done any Qigong necessarily, relax the shoulders, allowing them to relax toward the earth, the elbows, even as we're lifting the arms, the elbows and the shoulders relax down. So just so that there's ease within the movement when we're doing particular movements. And the other one that I describe in my own way is a soft belly. And I describe it like going to the beach, especially when we're young and we want to have that beautiful, perfect belly. Well, we're going to release that, give up that concept, and we're just going to have a soft belly. And just letting it be at ease. And then moving down to awareness of the knees, And being sensitive to each of our bodies, being able to accommodate what's fitting for your body. Some of us have pain in our knees. I know people who practice Qigong sitting. So feel free to sit if it's feeling like the right thing. And it doesn't just be able to discover what the natural range of motion is for you today. So some of us might want to reach out far with ease in our knees on a particular movement, whereas another might just like to have it be very gentle like this. So being able to really listen to your own body and feel what feels fitting, suitable. We'll start with rubbing our hands together. Just rub, 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 get some warmth there. Relax the shoulders and elbows, let that have ease. And then we'll bring the vibration up to cover gently the eyes, relaxing the shoulders and release. And then we'll rub the face. If you have glasses, you might want to hang them somewhere or other. Just feeling into and you can rub the ears up and down. I have earphones on, so I won't do much there. And then we'll go up and pitter-patter up across the top of the head. Pitter-patter, pitter-patter, and pitter-patter again. Patter down, and then feeling into the neck. Just a gentle rubbing, feeling into. And maybe even down onto the shoulders, discovering what is this direct experience, this rub, release there. Let's take our hands and we'll just tap. So I'm doing, there's lots of different warm-up things that we can do, just so gentle. We're just going to tap the fingers. And then from there, we tap inside the fingers. So going one way a number of times and then switch and go the other way, just feeling into this contact. And then switch, 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 switch. See how that goes. Relaxing, releasing, and breathing. And then the thumbs. Between the thumbs, we'll switch back and forth. Release that and come to the back of the sides of the hand. Feeling into and the wrist, relax. Notice the shoulders, the arms, is there ease? How do we tap with ease? Lovely. There we go, just a little rub, did that. How about the top of the hand? Top to top, feeling around, and we'll switch to the other side. Let those hands go. Let's bring our hands to the elbows. So I talked about ease in the knees. So we lift up and there's just a slight release if you're able. And just allowing the lower back to release down, the belly be soft. And we'll begin to just rotate the elbows, feeling into this way. And then reversing that. And the range of motion can really differ for each of us. We'll take the elbows extending out and rotate like this. and then reversing. Feeling the opening on one side and then the other, and the grounding down through the feet to the earth, that firmness. We'll release, let that go. Bring our hands to our hips and we'll extend the hips around. I'm going to step back a little. Moving down through the body. And we'll reverse that direction. We'll release there. Shift onto this side. So if you just, so it's your right side, my left. And we bring back toward the heel, our toe is making contact to the earth, that firm toeness. And we'll rotate that around, but we'll go externally first. So rotating the knee, the hip, the heel, a feeling into, and ever so gently, that range of motion may be very limited or extend more. And then we'll reverse that direction. Grounding down and up through the other side, from the heel right up through the top of the head. Yeah. I'll shift to the other side where the toe grounds, and then the knee, the heel, the hip, feeling into with a soft belly and a steady at ease breath, just as it is. And we'll reverse the direction. Lovely. And then we'll just shake that out. Once again, shake it out. And we'll do a little more shaking, as you have done with me before, if you have. So we're going to shake up and down. So it can be ever so gentle, this up and down shaking. Get my sleeve up. Or you can bring more rigor into it, even lifting the shoulders or the heels. Right up to the top of the head. So feeling what's sitting for you. Just letting that just soften. Come to a stillness, feeling into the body. So shaking it up again a bit. So we're going to lift up and release with an exhale. And down into the earth. Release. Inhale up. Release. And once again, there we go. Lovely. We'll just march a little bit. Lift the knee and the hand, the elbow. Be mindful of grounding down through the foot as we lift up. And we'll release that down. Marching. Our hands on our hips. We're going to lift up two times and open it up. So we're still opening up in the hip, shifting to the other side, opening it up and back. Warming up, lovely. And once again to this side. So warm up can be quite varied. We'll shift into having our feet hip width apart, knees straight forward, grounding down through the lower back, and we'll swing arms. Bringing energy up. An invitation to bring up energy. What comes up must come down. Swinging arms. And as some know, if you practice with Franz, he say only 20 minutes. So really let the shoulders be at ease, complete ease. Discover how the body finds a natural rhythm. The arms don't need to go any higher than the shoulder, just so there's really the encouraging that ease. Lovely, soft belly. And we'll let that begin to calm. We'll do one more warm up. And I know many have done this with us, but I appreciate doing it. So we'll extend out appreciation and gather from the 10,000 seeming things. So that can be extending out appreciation, bringing in. So there's a sharing. It could be from all around. It could be a bird song. Or a new crocai just starting to emerge. With great ease, and we'll relax down. We'll take our hands up, inhaling up, and just allowing everything to settle. And there's a kind of space between the torso and the elbows, and down through the arms, the shoulders relax, and the belly soft. And we stand just for a few moments in stillness with that ease in the knees, grounded through the four corners of the foot. Lovely. So we'll go through a series of movements, just wellness. There are 20 movements, so we'll see. We'll probably do about four of each. And some of them will overlap with a sequence we'll do tomorrow. We'll do a different sequence tomorrow. So here's the first rock. Big rock spreads its wings, extends up, and releases down. Inhaling up, relaxing the shoulders, lovely. Three and four. Elbows relax, the shoulders relax. Grounded and rooted, ease in the knees. lovely. And the lotus flower emerges from the waters. The hands come forward, and there's a gentle release down, and the hands come back and release back down. Inhaling up, coming back to center. So just finding your natural range of motion, that's so important. Making ripples and waves, the hands rise up, and we again settle down like the lotus flower, but they extend up again, and here's the big wave from the heel through the fingertips, right through the top of the head, and then it settles back down. So the two hands are rising up in front of the shoulders. And then the elbows settle down with the knees and the heels. And then a lifting up, extending through the back of the body, relaxing the shoulders, even as we extend. Beautiful. Just noticing the palms of the hands, palms of the feet, warmth, and we'll go once again, making ripples and waves. Go toward the toes and then releasing back into the heels. From here, the lion twirls the ball, and so the hands come up as if holding a ball right in front of the shoulders, up to the forehead, and releasing down across the front of the body. Exhaling down, releasing, and bringing in new energy. Go once again. The lion twirls the ball. And now the peacock, like the lion, however, fans its tail, and it comes down upon the crown of the head. So from the middle of the ears right up to the crown point. So peacock fans its tail, and it comes up with the palms of the hand pressing down toward the crown and then sweeping anew across the front field of the body. We'll step apart, and I'm going to go to the plant side. I'm going to begin here, but you'll begin on your left side. So we've widened our stance, and each person can find a different width that's most fitting. And the knees, there's a steadiness, so the knees are kind of, there's a a real groundedness so that the knee doesn't collapse in as we shift from side to side. So here we'll shift, we'll start with our hands over here and with the hands facing down, we bring the weight into the scarf side. And even while we're over on the scarf side, this leg is active and opening in the hip all the way down through the knee, beautiful, so that we have a very firm, steady, secure stance, even as we shift the weight. Paired swallows, a skim of the water. Shifting weight toward the scarf. Letting the eyes be open and soft and seeing just what I see. And then this hand presses down and we continue to rotate, and this hand pushes forward. There we go. Sometimes known as figure eight amidst fragrance, or the cat washes its face going across. Yes, I'm going to just relax and enjoy. Back into the heels, the grounding. And then the hands face each other. And the emerald willow blows in the wind. The wind blows the emerald willow. The whole of the body, the whole of the body moves in stillness. And then as we come back, we're going to begin to rise up and we're rotating universe, coming around. So in this, it could be very subtle. It's most fitting. You can step in some at this point. Or it can be much more of an extension if that feels, feeling the shifting of the weight. Rising up on the in-breath. And we're going to reverse that direction right now. Inhaling up and releasing down. And relax. That's the first instruction. We'll go one more time around. Lovely. As we rise up, the hands will release down. Come around to the kidney area and just sweep right there. Sweep around and let that just release to the earth. And then the hands rise up and the water cascades down the high mountain. Come to the back again, release, rising up, and the water falls down the high mountain. exhaling, inhaling. Sweeping back, coming forward and releasing and rising up. It falls, coming back to the kidney and letting it pause there for a moment. And we'll bring the hands forward. As they come forward, we'll come to our center. If you have more of a feminine feel about yourself today, the right hand would go first and the left hand on top. And the opposite, if it's more of a masculine energy and a neutral, just letting the hands, and it's just slightly below the belly button into our energetic center. We might close our eyes and feel into. Relax is the second instruction. And we'll open the hands. They come forward. Actually, let's see. I was like wrong on that one. We want to go not forward from the outside. We want to go forward from the inside. So there we go. Lotus leaves, inside to outside. And just be soft, enjoy. Yeah. And we come back to center. And now lotus leads from outside to inside. And you can actually extend that quite far as you're just assessing your own natural inclination, energy today, range of motion. Or it can be just a very gentle right here. It's lovely. And from here, we'll have the left hand on top, or actually, for you, it's your right hand. For me, it's my left. Inhaling up, right up through the top of the crown point, and releasing down. Embracing the most essential energies, forces. And just notice where there may be unnecessary tension to engage the third instruction. Yeah. We'll shift the hands, inhaling up and releasing down. We'll go once again. The palms, the feet, the palms of the hands. Release the hands down. This is called Colorful Butterfly Dances in the Wind. And this one is the first one we did, The Rock Spreads Its Wings. Even as the rock spreads its wings, it's still slightly in front of the shoulders, so we're not creating stress back here as we lift the arms. But with Color Butterfly, it's a three-quarter you know, we're kind of coming out not in the front and not to the side, but right where there's this exquisite ease. Color butterfly dances in the wind. Right up through the crown, releasing. Let's once again so here we'll come to center and I'm going to put my left hand on top where you put your right hand on top. And we'll rotate around. Let's see, right is clockwise. So I'm going to go left and go, oh, I get it all confused. I'm so sorry. So let's just do it all together where right hand is on top and you want your rotation, the ever so subtle rotation of the body going clockwise around. So going back into the heel along the side, as we started out early for those who came a little early. And relax, just notice if there's tension in the shoulder area or any part of the arm or the hand. That's allowing the body to relax. Pearl on lotus leaves, rotating clockwise. It's ever so subtle, gentle. Just letting the mind and thoughts relax so that we can just move in this quiet stillness. Even the toes, and then we'll switch and go the other way, counterclockwise. Ease in the toes. Release down. A little calm. The chi up to the forehead and releasing down. The elbows and the shoulders. Ease. Exhaling down. So we just did the 20 movements. Just for a moment, let's stand. Again, with the lower back, just ever so gently releasing as if there's a weight extending down toward the earth. And that gentle bit of ease in the knees, ever so gentle, so you can lift and release. And then as if there's like some sort of lightness between the arms, some kind of something ever so light between the arms and the torso, the ribs, soft belly. Right up through the top of the crown of the head. Feeling into. Bring the hands up to the chest and let them sweep back down the back of the body. We're just going to wash the body a few times. Hands go down to the feet and come back up. Go up through the center, down through the arms. And then the hands go up around to the just to the base of the spine below the neck and coming back down. We'll do a couple more sweeps down. Across the whole body, down to the feet, back up the front of the legs, down the arms. Oh, lovely. Up to the base of the neck. And one more sweep. Go to the belly and we'll rotate around the belly, the hands. And we'll reverse that. And then sweep. Yeah. Let's go up and come right around the top of the head as if we're drawing two circles and then away from the body. The hands settle down. We still have, okay. We'll do that once again. Sweep up, draw a circle, expanding the lungs, relaxing down. We're going to have the left hand rise up with a tick-tock. And the opposite hand in a fist. And they meet. Thank you for coming to Qigong.
5 minute break. 5 minute break.
Right now we have a 5 minute break, everyone. Yeah. Thank you.